All right, it's 6 o'clock. Welcome to the new world. Hello, everybody. I'm going to call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order. Usually I say, put your cell phones on stun, turn down the TV, lock up the dog, tell the kids to be quiet. And then let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. How it goes wild. All right, Mrs. Lambert, let's do roll call, please.
Tom Rosinski.
Here.
Tom Gazdecki.
Here.
Anthony Broadnecks.
Present.
Derek Nimitz, absent. Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware. Here. Robert Ochi. Here. LaVon Whitaker. Here. William Baker.
Present. All right, next up is the approval of the minutes from February 19th, 2020. Is there any comments, changes, modifications, motions? What say you?
Mr. Chairman, the recommendation to accept the minutes from February 19th, 2020 as presented.
Mr. Whitaker, is the motion, is there a second?
Second by Castellano.
All right, well, we got a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert, with the new Zoom thing happening, let's do all roll calls, please.
Okay. Tom Rosinski?
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki?
Yes.
Anthony Broadnecks?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. All right, moving right along, Chairman report. So with this unique setup, we don't have the nice yellowing picture, so we'll have to just use our imagination. But, you know, this is a $250+ million man-made project that needs maintenance. If not, then we're going to have some real challenges. As we continue to have in our society, there's always something new and unique to happen. We're going to best that we can to make sure the system continues to have the maintenance necessary so we could avoid what happened in 2008. That being said, efficiency for what everybody wants to do, because I'm sure everybody wants to get back to their quarantining. We'll move right along to the approval of the claims for March 2020 and April 2020. Mr. Wicklund, can I do those simultaneously, or do we have to look at those as individual months of claims?
I think you can do them simultaneously.
All right, so we'll have claims for March of 2020 and April of 2020. For Dan to go through that, we'll need a motion to accept those. Anyone, if so be.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for the months of March with the amount of $291,346.68. And if it's okay with Mr. Wicklund, also the claims for the month of April in the amount of $249,513.28.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we have a second. Mr. Repay, you're up on discussion. Unmute.
I wanted to listen to you clearly, so hold on. Now I lost what I had. Let me get to my little thing here for the March.
I'm gonna I had it all set up for you, and I gave you a softball.
I know, but then you threw me a curve with the unmute. I didn't know what to do. So we'll go through the March claims first. We'll go through Grimmer Construction for the $15,000 for the Gary North South culvert maintenance. They cleared them and televised them for us, which is a part of our pre-inspection plan. another $12,137 to Christopher Burke for the levee overflow, which is the area right by Wicker Park that was overbuilt by approximately a foot and a half, so that the Highland is a little bit higher than Munster. And they're designing and submitting the permits so that that level will be where it should have been. And so we're going to be doing that hopefully later this spring. National Audubon Society for $37,620, which is a part of our agreement with them to do and to improve the wetlands off of between Clark and Martin Luther King as one of the areas, as well as what they call the Rookery, which is just to the west of Klein Avenue. We have a $28,122.48 reimbursement to the city of Lake Station. That actually is going back to Mecca Engineering. If you remember, we have an agreement with them, the city of Lake Station, to do a stormwater management plan. That $28,000 is a part of that reimbursement to Mecca. They paid, and Mecca has already been paid by Lake Station. The $26.90 reimbursement, that was for during a large rain event that we had earlier in the winter, for helping fix and reimburse the town of Griffith for their costs. Two of the larger amounts, the $96,160 and the $14,000, both to Greater Indiana Title, were purchases of properties for the Lake Station levee project. Those are the two, and then there's corresponding paperwork above with dealing with some of the title work that we did through Greater Indiana Title. So that is March's backup. If you want me to answer questions on March and then go to April, it's your decision.
Yeah, let's do that so we don't forget. And let me start with regards to Grimmer and the Gary North-South culvert. Could you remind me again what the damage was to that culvert, or was that just a maintenance cleanup thing?
Just every 5 years, we're required to clear and videotape the sluice gates, which is basically a secondary closure structure. So then the event that something was to happen where the water start backflowing from the river to the land side, we know that that structure is working and functioning the way it should, so that the expressway doesn't flood basically in this area. That would be the biggest impact that you would have.
Right, and the next one was, as big of a fan as I am with the Audubon Society and helping move that along, are you comfortable with the way they're updating it? Providing you, I guess, or providing us with how that's moving along. So I know we had some conversations about that, but at least to provide them with at least some kind of private sector reporting mechanisms, other than, hey, we took care of it and all the birds are coming.
Right. I will tell you there, this initial claim was a little bit heavy on the administrative side. We had a conversation to talk to them about that because you guys had indicated you wanted boots on the ground. They said that would be the bulk of their administrative. They needed to get that started. They are reporting to us quarterly. It's actually due here soon, if not a couple days ago. As far as their progress, they have started to do some work, some monitoring, so that they can redo and replant some of the areas to upgrade them into better wetlands. So the short story is, I think they have been refocused on what needs to happen.
All right, that's good. I mean, with regards to when they get to the Rookery, if it's this spring or this is that, you know, we have at least some idea of what they do when they get in there, because there's been some real problems in that area with water moving. I mean, just the flow. And are they going to be actually in there doing any work? And we might want to piggyback on when they're ready to go to try to see if we can't put some maintenance into that site that's been lacking significantly lately.
Yeah. I think the Rookery, if you look at it from a program standpoint, will be a second year. This is a two-year agreement with them, or split into 2 years. I think their focus first will be in the Martin Luther King, Georgia Street area. The Rookery, they had a couple suggestions and ideas. Some of them didn't get approval. As you know, a lot of the trees in that area have fallen down, and that's partly because the water that does get stored in there has basically rotted them. So they are coming up with some alternative ways to increase the bird population and other activity in that area, but it hasn't, from to my knowledge or my updates, have been approved by any of the permitting agencies.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
The Lake Station stormwater plan, that is 100% done now?
No. Lake Station has decided to let that engineering firm go. They are pursuing with a new engineering company. So when I met with Lake Station, their mayor and their legal counsel, they explained to me that as a part of the deal, they were going to pay them for the work that they've done and they can bill. And they have received a lot of the work that is that they did do before the final report, but the final report hasn't been issued. And they're going with their new engineer to see what is left to do before they can submit that. So that isn't a final. I believe they're on Project Tracker, that they're due $85,000, and I think they've gotten up to about $70,000-$75,000 or $65,000 on it so far. So they still have $15,000 left. There is no more outstanding bills for Mecca, but they're still going to need to finish it off with someone, and that's yet to be seen how much information they got from the engineering firm. Does that make sense?
Can we go back to the Audubon? I have a question on their invoice.
Yes.
They have what's called ICR at 18%. Can you tell me what that is?
I'm going to have to try to see if I can get through this and try to get to it. I don't.
They have salary. They charge just almost 24,000. Fringes at 5,800. Travel at 1,600. Supplies at 500. And then they have a subtotal. And then they have ICR at 18%.
I'm going to tell you off the top of my head, I don't have it on my notes here with me, but I don't have all my notes, but I could certainly find out what that acronym is.
Yeah, I just, you know,
I may have written something down at my office. I don't have it. I could just, looking at it now after you've read it and now I'm looking at it, I don't see anything that brings back a memory to me.
I mean, I'm just a little bit, disappointed that we made it fairly clear to them what our expectations were for the agreement, and they go ahead and blow $40,000 on just basically doing nothing but covering their costs of operation, not giving us a deliverable.
I will tell you that I had that conversation. I will probably also point, if they don't believe my conversation, that they can point to the minutes of this meeting of that same fact. So we have conveyed that to them, and I can only wait for their second update as to whether that clearly made it through.
Thank you.
I'd be happy to sit in that meeting with you as well, Dan, if so need be, with that check in my hand.
Well, I mean, I'm going to just be blunted. I just said, look, this is a partnership, and if you want this to be a long-term partnership where we both can, you know, see good things, then submitting those types of claims aren't going to be a good way to do it.
Yeah. Well, I think you being 6'4", that you'll be enough of a presence. Any other?
No. My wife's not really intimidated by me. It's okay.
March. All right. How about April, Dan?
April. We'll just go through. I mean, it's for $249,513. The largest claim is $101,413 to Security Door. Those are for the security cameras at our pump stations. As many people that have followed know that we had two attempts or two thefts of copper at two of our stations, which precipitated us to get these cameras. So that's $101,413. Ellis Construction for $31,459.81. That is the Harrison Street project. The only thing that is outstanding that I'm aware of for them is the 5% retainage. If you remember, I believe the February meeting, we gave them a 5% retainage because we thought that the rest was, we were holding way too much for what the end result was going to be. So that's that claim. As I mentioned, Great Lakes Electrical Maintenance, we had some, I don't know if I said it in work study session or here, but we had some transducer issues at our Burn North station, which caused some disruption and problems and some man hours to deal with on top of our normal inspections. They're for $17,112. And then Patrick Engineering, which is part of the final designs, it is the final designs for the Lake Station project, which is the dam and trail over the top at Deep River going into Bellaboo Park. I want to thank everything else. You know, we tested the water quality at the at our natural spring. That came back good. And we're doing some work. The Lake Station dam easement for Garcia for $2,100. That is the easement that we are ultimately going to get through our partnership with Lake County Parks, so that when all of us are gone, the people that need to make sure to maintain that dam, to maintain that recreational component, they'll have the access that they need going forward. So other than that, I don't know really anything else that I can see that jumps out at me.
All right, any questions for Dan on the April expenses? I'm not going to let you go. With regards to the
I appreciate that.
System, I mean, how many pump stations is that again, and is that the final bill?
I didn't hear the first part of your question. I'm sorry.
The security at the pump stations.
Yeah.
Is that how many pump stations is that servicing, and is that the final bill?
It's servicing everyone but one, and I'm not going to tell you which one that is.
Good.
And that is the final bill.
All right.
The only thing that we will pay going forward is the charge to Verizon, but that will be, you know, just through an administrative expense that we've set up an account with Verizon. And then when it's all set up, I'll have access, and anyone else that would like to see access to it, you can see it either can go live at any moment. I could go onto it now, or any activation of any movement in there. That's including infrared and everything else. So if they come in the middle of the night, we pretty much have that surrounded.
Any other questions for Dan on April's expenses? No. Once, twice. We got a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnecks.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, Dan, segue right into the Project Tracker Executive Director's Report, please.
All right, let me get back on here. I can tell you what I'll start with. Oh boy, my eyes are getting bad.
Yeah, it gets worse, by the way.
Oh my Lord. as far as Project Tracker is concerned, I don't know which one's better here. Harrison Bridge is, as I said, final part is done. Everything's been signed off for from both the county, which ultimately owns the bridge. The city of Gary has signed off on it. We have signed off on it. So that's will be complete. You'll probably see a last bill next month if we're in person or not. Lake Station Levy, those design plans are done. They're going to pre-qualify the contractors that can place that rock riffle, because it needs to be placed a certain way according to DNR standards. And so they're pre-qualifying them, and what they're going to do is bid them out in May is what I'm being told, because we've already got pre-approval from all of the applications that we need for environmental impacts. The Wicker Park overbuild, as we call it, we had a Zoom meeting or a go-to meeting on Monday, I believe, where everything got worked out and ironed out based on elevation and where it needs to be. So they will be getting their permits, and I would estimate or anticipate a May. You probably could bid it out. It's going to be, or you could just seek proposals. I don't think the overall cost of that is going to be, I think preliminarily they were thinking like $60,000 to fix it. So you could seek proposals, or you can just bid it out, however you choose. Other than that, you know, we're doing the culvert cleaning, which, as I stated, should be about 5 weeks from now. Marshalltown correction, which is just a fix, that will be done as well in the next couple of weeks. All that has been taken care of, and our attorney has agreed to the HASI contract, which is the one that is the culverts underneath the expressway. That's what I've got as far as project tracker, I need to go see my eye doctor, I guess. But if I'm missing something, I'll add this, the Gary flood control closure. It's a small one, but it's an issue where those aluminum gates are placed underneath the railroad under high flood conditions or high water conditions. They've been recycled in the past. And what we're trying to do is coordinate with Norfolk and Southern, who owns the railroad, to allow us to permanently place those underneath the rail line, and so that we will no longer need to place those under high conditions. And more than likely, they won't ever be recycled. And at $4,000 a piece, that it gets a little bit annoying. So that we're moving forward. I had just submitted a letter to Norfolk and Southern asking an official request from them to do it. And more than likely what's going to happen is we're going to pay the railroad to install them, because to get approval from an outside vendor to do it on a railroad, it'll probably be a little bit more costly and a little bit longer. The faster we can get this in, it's one less closure that we have to put in during a high rain event. So I'll leave it at that with Project Tracker, unless someone else has something that's out there.
Hey, Dan, the Hart Ditch, the three locations with the emergency repairs, is the county and the contractor that was chosen started any of that yet? I know you had said springtime.
Right. And I've had conversations with the surveyor's office. Under their guidelines, because they're running the contract, they are not mandating the contractors to go out there during this emergency. So it's solely up to the contractor to make that decision. I can tell you the one, and I'll go from furthest south to north, Twin Creek or Park West, they both back up against each other. My understanding is they're waiting for the stone to come through their provider. They're waiting for that. Everything else is ready to go. The contractor is ready to go on that, but I was told they're waiting for the actual stone. Now, whether that's being held up for some reason with what's going on now, I don't know, but the stone is being delivered soon. That's what I was told. The one on 45th, there is no, the contractor is not planning on doing work while this is going on. So there is no timeline on that. I'm assuming once we get a clear up here in Lake County that he will, or by the national person, the president, then he's not going to come out. The one down on Chestnut, I believe, has already started, which is the smaller one, which is many people call the military, property, Mrs. Military, Mr. and Mrs. Military. So I am the understanding, and I believe that was, I want to think that's Grimmer that's doing that one. there's three different contractors, believe it or not. That's how fun it is. There's three different contractors for all three of these projects. So makes it simple that way.
Okay, any other questions for Mr. Repay?
I mean, I could go through other projects.
Yes,
I just was going through Project Tracker.
All right.
And every time you cough, everyone sort of weirds out at my house. The leaky wall has begun. They have finished the grates in Griffith. They have backtrenched the area along the wall in Munster, about or near the Munster Med Inn. If you're not familiar with the area, it's about 1,000 or 1,500 feet going to the east. Our annual inspections are still going on, as stated in the work study session. That will begin on May 4th. It will be in the Gary/Griffith area. So we start at Colfax and basically the railroad line and work our way all the way to I-65. So there, we have some requirements that are needed now because of what's happening. But other than that, the inspection is going forward unless we're being told differently in the next week or so, but we're planning on going forward. We're in the midst of our State Board of Accounts audit, and they're doing it remotely, and so it's sort of good fun. Jody's helping out. Actually, she's leading the charge on it. What the heck, helping out. We're getting through that, and hopefully we'll get a report here soon. We're hoping to update our master plan for our master watershed plan that we went through all the communities and saw and ranked all their different projects. We need to update that. That's been 6 years. Our Chase Street water spring has come back negative, so that means we have good water. And other than that, you know, I think I've touched on everything either through Project Tracker, and if I didn't, I'm open for questions.
Hey, gentlemen, anything, Mr. Repay?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair. Dan, I had a question. You mentioned the watershed plan. Just wondering, when was the last time that was updated?
I believe it was 2014 is when it was done initially by DLZ and SEH. And the reason why they were selected was they just got done completing a similar project for Porter County. So we like their product, and so now it needs to be updated. Otherwise, because what's happened is some of the projects that we've done, this commission's done, for instance, the railroad bridge in Hobart has corrected some areas in Hobart that were initially on their list that were lesser of priority. So those will no longer need to be there because of what we've done at the railroad bridge no longer causes problems backstream. That's just one example.
Anybody else? No? Going once, going twice, moving right along. Next up on the agenda is other issues, new business.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve a proposal with Christopher Burke Engineering for an upland storage feasibility study in the amount of not to exceed $48,100. That relates to the Longwood Golf Course.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Repay, this, of course, has to do with the approvals and whatnot.
Right. So I don't think it was a secret that for a long time this board has looked at the possibility of purchasing Longwood Golf Course. Just happened to be that we didn't have to purchase it. It was purchased or in the process of being purchased by the Will County Forest Preserve. We got together, myself, Tom Wyszynski was there, Commissioner Tippy was there for the county, as well as the surveyor, Mr. Emerson, members of the town of Dyer, as well as Will County Forest Preserve. We all sat down and discussed, you know, we were hoping to buy it. This is why we need it. And the end of the discussion really came to Will County wanted to make it a natural area. But what they did offer us was the opportunity to look at some of their green space that they have existing and be able to utilize that for storage of water upstream from Hart Ditch. And the reason why that's important is it will help slow the flow of water coming down Hart's Ditch and basically impacting not only the immediate communities of Dyer, Hammond, Highland, and Munster, but ultimately affect our entire system, because if we can slow the water, and everyone knows about, you know, bending the curve, well, we do the same thing in water. If the intensity is too high and too much, it can break our system. So if we can slow it down, it spreads it out for a longer period and ultimately offers us some more success as it is to fighting Mother Nature. So initially, the initial calculations when this was started, we could store about 2,000 acre feet back there if we were to just to dig a big hole at Longwood Golf Course. And this study basically will look at how many acre feet we're able to store in a natural setting in compliance with Will County Forest Preserve, and also helping us store as much water. So our hope is it's close to 2,000 acre feet, hopefully more, but you know, if it not, how much can we get out of it?
Outstanding. Any other questions for Mr. Repay on this one? All right, we got a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Ruszynski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnex.
Yes, good stuff.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi. Levon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, that'll be an interesting one. Mute.
What's that?
I have to unmute. We're ready for the next one. There we go.
All right. Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve City of Lake Station's Viking Village Pump Station Replacement Watershed Application in the amount of $26,500.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Okay. Second.
There's a second. Mr. Repay.
This is brought to us by the City of Lake Station. The rough outline is their pump station is located within the flood way, meaning any high water event along Deep River, that pump station becomes completely useless and overwhelmed, causing backups throughout the neighborhood. This is about a mile or so upstream of Liverpool. So what their plan is basically to design a new station above the flood elevation.
All right, questions for Mr. Repay on this one. So this is an application that went through the advisory board, right, Dan? And just without me trying to figure out where the Liverpool is this just going to be south of where the whole levee project is in Lake Station by the old trailer park?
Right. It's about a mile and a half south of that location.
All right. And this upstream is going to help them as far as just challenges as it relates to what comes down from all points south.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Dan, this is just for a study and or design, not for construction.
Correct. It's just a design. They have the land located. It's their land that is, they have no acquisition, so it's their land.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, gentlemen, any other questions? All right, be there none. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Ruszynski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnex.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
Levon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the Town of Winfield's 109th Avenue Culvert Upgrade Watershed Application in the amount of $204,000.
Okay, there's a motion, gentlemen. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay.
I'm trying to find this on my little dashboard. Which one is this for?
This is for 109th Avenue.
Oh, 109th. So Winfield, the Town of Winfield came to us. This is a part of a larger project for the 109th Avenue upgrade. So the only part that we would be eligible for funding would be this culvert. So were this 204 would increase the size and get rid of the metal one that they have currently in place that is undersized. The benefit or the good news is that they're so far up on in the watershed that there's not much development that can occur south of them. So they're sized properly. This will be sized to meet maximum demand.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Repay on this one?
Commissioner, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Broadnax has a question.
Yes, sir.
Dan, thank you. Dan, quick question. Is this the same one that came to us a year or 2 years ago where we concluded at that point in time that this was really developer-caused issues, local flooding, or is this a different one? And I apologize if I'm not caught up.
No, and I'm still, I think Tom Wyszynski has this better. This is the one that we didn't approve this one. We didn't approve this one because there was questions, I believe, about the real estate.
And I could add to that too, Anthony, is that when this first came to us, it was before, it was early, right after we just got some money. I mean, it's basically a culvert underneath 109th, which is getting tore up by the county now. Busy road. Well, it was starting to collapse, and then it was starting to flood over the road. So we had looked at this, I want to say 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, and it didn't bubble up with everything else that we had to do. But they came back. It's a little bit larger money, but it's resized to fit what the county's doing as it relates to the rebuilding of 109th. East of I-65.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
One question for Mr. Repay. I see the increase went from 28 square foot culvert, I believe it was, to a proposed 42. And so in the end, with the additional road construction, so we went to a 9x6. So I guess it's given us pretty sizable discharge from the culvert. So we're able to accommodate a lot more. So is that correct? So it's currently at 9x6 in 2019?
Correct. And it's an old, CMP? So it's that they're not even sure what the efficiency of it is, but twofold. Winfield is sort of expanding, but also 109th has now become more active since they have that off ramp on I-65. So that's sort of twofold reason why this project sort of is taking shape, from my understanding.
Okay, and in the future, the board, the manager storm. Water Management Board have the fund capacity to maintain and perform capital improvement stormwater projects within the town. So I'm assuming it's part of maintenance and ongoing operational costs.
That would be all borne on them.
Okay.
Is that a county regulated drain, Dan?
I don't believe it's a regulated drain at that point. I think it becomes a regulated drain as it goes to Merrillville.
All right. Because this is north of Beaver Dam in Crown Point, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So, one of the things that really moved me on this one is that all of the water in Crown Point proper and everything surrounding and all the growth around Crown Point goes underneath I-65 and eventually goes through this culvert. Is that a true statement?
The lake station.
Or is this a feeder?
This is a feeder. I believe this is south of where it feeds into Beaver Dam, but it isn't a main for Beaver Dam.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Just.
All right. Any other questions on this one?
Yeah. Just as a point of clarification, the existing roadway is served by a 6-foot culvert. When they made their initial application to us, before the 109th Street interchange was planned, they recommended increasing it to 7x6, 7-foot by 6-foot box culvert since the 109th Street interchange has been done, and then them revisiting this project, they're increasing it to a 9-by-6. So whatever area a 6-foot diameter corrugated metal pipe would be is now being replaced by a 54-square-foot culvert. And because we waited, I think that we're going to end up with a much better project than rushing into it back 3 years ago.
I agree.
When they first requested funding.
I agree. All right, got a motion and a second. Gentlemen, any other questions for Mr. Repay? Either none, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Ruslinski.
Yes.
Tom Gostecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnax.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Outstanding. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we go ahead and approve the City of Crown Point's Sowerman Woods Drainage and Storage Improvement Watershed application for the amount of $124,000.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Yes.
And a second. Mr. Repay.
This project has been born out of our initial study that we gave them, or you guys gave them, approved for them for Sowerman Woods. That initially it started in a smaller area. They had extra money. They wanted to extend it, so they did, and they extended the parameter of it to correct the problem that they had, not only at that intersection, but also slowing the water and making it more quality water. So this is a project that is going to design the storage that they are looking for to slow the water down by Sowerman Woods, to get it through Sowerman Woods. Sowerman Woods has got a lot of wetlands, but they're also going to use town or city property, the City of Crown Point's existing property, to build a detention pond to store the water so that they don't have the another case of water going over the top of the intersection. And those people that have gone through that intersection, I was at 231, know that during high water events, it basically closes that road down. So this will attempt to fix and alleviate that problem.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Repay on this one?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Broadnax again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Gosdecki's looking through his book. I think this is another one that came to us a long time ago, right? 5 or 6 years ago. And I think just from less of a question, I suppose, this is the one that we kind of wanted to approve a long time ago, but didn't really have the funds, or it was like, this is Sowerman Woods is a community, right? A small community within Crown Point or south of Crown Point or something.
Well, Sowerman Woods is a woods. I don't know what the neighborhood is called. And I apologize. I don't know what the neighborhood is called in that area, but that there is a neighborhood immediately adjacent to it.
Didn't they bring this to us before, like the previous development, or am I thinking of a different one back there? You remember that one, Dan?
I don't off the top of my head, but.
Yeah, that one was more of a, that was, I think, a little further west, Anthony. This is just south of where they built all those ball fields and everything on 231, just west of
Indiana.
I-65. Yeah.
Or 9 miles. Yeah, okay. All right.
And they're going to, Dan, didn't the proposal say, or the application say, they were going to do something to take out that community pool there or do something like that?
Well, that's the goal, is that they could build a detention pond where that pool is located, which is all city-owned property. That's the intent of the design.
And is
this a design? Among other things, but that's one of them.
This isn't a design, though. This is work, isn't it?
This is just a design.
Just a design.
The study dictated that this is the best place for the detention. They're going to design the detention here at this location.
Got it. All right, any other questions?
What's the likelihood? Yeah, what's the likelihood that they come back asking for more money for construction?
I would think that's a fairly real good high assumption.
They have it now.
They're all going to come back want money. You know that. That's what it's there for.
Well, you know, sometimes you ask questions you already know the answer to. But you're in there, right?
Sure thing, Captain. All right, any other questions?
Thank you.
All right, Mrs. Lambert, we got a motion and a second.
Tom Ruchlinski.
Yes.
Tom Gostecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnix.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right. Let's see what happens. All right. Next up is statements to the board from the floor. This will be interesting. Mrs. Lambert, why don't you do a brief explanation on how you see this to be most efficient as far as if anybody wants to help us do a better job at this?
I would say if anyone wants to talk, they can use the little icon and raise their hand, or there's the chat screen and then I can unmute you. Lori, you have something to say? Okay, I will unmute you now.
All right, let's start with Lori. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. Thank you for meeting this way. I would have been disappointed had it been another month without a meeting. It appears to have gone really well. I don't think I know all the tools, but fortunately Jody does. And I just wanted to say I thought the meeting went very well and to thank all of you.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori. You don't know the tools because I sent you a chat at the beginning of the meeting.
I never saw it.
You've got the conch, Mrs. Lambert, so you're driving this thing, yay or nay?
I don't see anyone else that has anything else that they want to say right now, so.
Okay, and I don't have my little calendar, so what's the date of the next meeting?
The next meeting should be Wednesday, May 20th.
May 20th. Hopefully it'll be in person somewhere other than this, even though this is kind of comfortable. Unique, but May 20th is the next one. Check the website for the location. If any of the commissioners like to say something in this environment, please have at it. Doing pretty good on time.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to say to Jody in particular, this was a great job. Did an excellent job setting this up, making it very accommodating, very user friendly for all of us. And just thank you enough. This was very feasible.
I concur. Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to thank everyone for taking the time in the public to sit in on this. Again, Jody, great job. And be sure to keep all of yourselves and your loved ones well as we move forward here in the next few weeks and months.
I second Ron's comments.
All right.
And hopefully the May meeting won't have snow on the ground.
Mr. Gostecki, anything?
Nothing worthwhile, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Ruchlinski?
Stay safe out there.
Mr. Ochi? You have to unmute, my friend.
Well, yep, everyone just stay safe and keep your distance.
Mr. Castellanos?
Just wishing everybody the same thing, be safe and be careful, and looking forward to meeting everybody in May.
All right, outstanding. So I'll call this meeting. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All right, everybody, aye. Be safe, everybody. Take care.